All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's Direct Impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Today, we have a candid conversation, and the title is, Are You the Hero, the Villain, or the Victim? And the question is, are you any of these things in your story? In the narrative, you tell yourself about what has happened to you. In post-betrayal, like, where do you land? Because we all have a narrative about what has happened to us. And not just maybe in this relationship, but relationships past.
How do you, I know you work a lot with betrayal trauma, so with the partners, do you see the shift in that trauma narrative where somebody was maybe the victim, then they become the villain, then eventually the hero, or it's a reverse of, you know, those patterns or these types of characters, I guess you could say.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's one of the things that we engage both individually in individual therapy. We also engage it in our task group. We spend quite a bit of time developing and processing our story and then reprocessing the story. Because it is, it's our perception about where we come from, what has happened to us, and how are we moving through it. So if you engage that story at different phases of the recovery process, it starts to sound, thank God, a lot different. And I think that oftentimes the narrative in the beginning is of the victim. And sometimes when the anger is allowed to come forth, then you can feel a little bit more like the villain. Especially if you have a recovering addict in your life who's working really hard on their recovery and they're like diving in hard and they're doing their meetings and they've got their therapist and they're doing EMDR and they're doing their task groups. And then it allows your rage to come up.
Sometimes
the narrative shifts a tad. Talked about in the Cartman Triangle, and it's this is happening over, you know, a whole phase, not just in one conversation. And then quite naturally, the narrative shifts to, I am the hero of my own story.
What about for the addict? How would that look? Do they go kind of the same, a victim, villain, hero, or is it different?
I think they start as the villain, though. And then there is a lot of hovering back and forth, a lot of, you know, jumping back and forth between, am I the villain or am I the victim? Because as they start to engage their story, they start to understand what has happened to them and their trauma wounding that kind of set them up to be an addict. And so oftentimes it will go from villain to victim, villain. Victim. However long that needs to happen before they can become the hero of their own story, and even longer, way after recommitment takes place, which is a whole therapeutic process, where they can start to feel like a hero in their relationship.
I think that's beautiful that, you know, both people in the relationship can become heroes of their own story. Because I think sometimes we want to put that, I'm the hero, you're the villain, you know, put all that blame. But I think that would put somebody in this cycle of being stuck, like you said, where it's either shifting, I'm going to be the bad person that leads to this victim mentality. And I wonder if that happens a lot with that it's, I'm always hurt, you know, this me, you know, that victim role mm-hmm. gets, I guess, placed in a lot of areas of life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I would also say it depends on what facade, mm-hmm. what mask, what role somebody was playing before discovery, too,
okay.
as mm-hmm. to where they go. So if they have been playing this false sense, you know, with a lot of like love bombing mm-hmm. and whatever, it's like, I am your knight in shining armor, you know, right. if it's like that, then they fall to the victim really fast and hard.
Okay.
And I gotta say, for the betrayed partner, that is really hard mm-hmm. to watch, because it's like, you're not the victim.
Right.
We can't be the victims right. together. Because we know with the Karma Triangle, they can't be victims together. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that's so frustrating, too, because I even hear it with my own clients. I think we face it in our own mm-hmm. personal lives of where people shift that blame of like, no, you're the one. But if we look at it from an outsider's perspective, it's like, wait, hold up. There were many red flags that says you're the problem, but why do I feel like mm-hmm. I'm the villain, even mm-hmm. though I'm clearly the victim?
Yeah. And that's why we spend a lot of time in both individual and group setting, separating the addict
mm-hmm.
who has a lot of trauma on their own in a lot of ways, have been victimized throughout mm-hmm. their life from the addiction, which is the villain.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're rewriting the stories and paying attention to the narrative, we do a lot of work to separate, like, the villain is the same in both of y'all's stories. The mm-hmm. villain is the addiction itself. Right. It's the disease. It's the dis-ease
mm-hmm.
that causes the hurt. It's the villain,
mm-hmm.
not you.
Right.
And so it allows people to come to that hero's journey yeah. where they're a hero of their own story. They are the lead character in their own story, finally. I mean, right. some people aren't even the lead character.
Mm.
Sometimes it's really maybe the active addict is the lead character mm. and you're not.
Mm-hmm.
So I love story work. I love narrative therapy. I think it is a very important part of the healing journey.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the right phase of recovery when you can engage the story. Early on, you really can't sure. do that work. And if you're forced to too early, you are required to kind of like write that story mm-hmm. in third person because it's too mm-hmm. scary to engage it as your own story.
Yeah. Oh, I could see that. Like, because I feel like I would just, if I were in this position, mm-hmm. definitely like the victim mentality, like I would not be able to see myself as the villain or the hero. I would be the victim in this whole scenario. And I wonder, like, going back to our 300th episode of like picking your poison, how do those addictive chemicals, because that also plays into the drama oh, yeah. of our story, you know, how does that shift, you know, in the role of hero, victim, and villain?
Yeah. Well, I mean, think going back to picking your poison and going back to brain chemistry and mm-hmm. the chemicals that are produced, I think that is what makes it feel like reality when mm-hmm. it is a perception.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. like, no, it's just your reality. It's not reality.
Mm-hmm.
But the chemicals solidify in a way that makes you feel like, yeah, this is truth sure. and nothing mm-hmm. else is.
Right.
When there's a partnership, though, whether it's there's a ton of rupture in it or not, there's two stories going mm-hmm. on.
Yeah.
And so I think we have to take that into consideration, that there is poison that's been cycling through both parties' systems for a prolonged mm-hmm. period of time, and they are ingrained in their truth.
Yeah.
They are not flexible in it mm-hmm. yet. And so storm work helps to kind of address any of that rigidity
mm-hmm.
where you're not able yet to be open-minded.
Right. Yeah. Because it kind of reminds me of this proverb I saw back when I was in grad school of mm-hmm. like, there's your truth, my truth, and the truth,
mm-hmm.
you know, to see like, yeah, I've got my own truth. Like you said, those perceptions, so-and-so's got their perceptions too, uh-huh. but what's the true reality of this and how is it affecting yeah. that truth.
And in couples work, it's there's your truth, there's my truth, and then there's our shared truth,
mm-hmm.
like our yeah. shared reality.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's alignment there, like mm-hmm. their shared reality is the same. And sometimes there's like It's like you were living in two different planets. So story work can help with that too.
No, I love this. So wherever you are in your story, if you were still getting to understand yourself as the victim, maybe you're right there in the hero's journey, transforming from the villain. You know, story work is great, guys. Mm-hmm. Understand yourself and others around you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you enjoyed this, let us know. Please review it. Please rate it. Please share it. Please comment. And, you know, let's get engaged, guys. All right. Thank you so much for being with us, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show.
Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave, so become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know, it's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.